We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football as we gear up for another season. Certainly at CAM, they're gearing things up for another season after a 7-3 record a year ago. But a new head coach, Nick Coppin, joins us now. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team on the first week of practice?
Oh, I feel pretty good. We've got some young guys that are going to have to step up in a few spots, but for the most part, we've got some experience coming back, so I think we'll be okay.
So you mentioned a couple of kids that need to step up. What are some of those spots that you're going to have competition at here going into practice?
Well, we'll have some underclassmen playing linebacker, the two linebacker spots. We'll have, two new offensive linemen. We'll have a new quarterback. And then we'll have some younger guys mixing in with some other spots and skilled positions as well.
So how do you see the quarterback position specifically? I mean, McCabe Paulson obviously was a huge part of your offense last year. He was also your leading rusher with over 1,400 yards after inheriting that position because of the injury to Speaker. So how do you see the quarterback position coming into camp this year?
Zach Kaufman's the guy. Zach will be a little bit more like Chase Speaker in that, you know, we'll be a little more balanced on our offensive attack.
What is anybody going to comp? Is there anybody in competition with them, or is this Zach is the guy?
He's the guy.
So you say he's similar to Speaker. Explain what he brings to the table and what he's going to have to face here as he comes into his sophomore year. And obviously, using this time to get himself ready is going to be crucial.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not fair to compare him to Speaker, but I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, McCade was more of a run threat, but Zach's got a good arm. He's got nice touch and everything, so we'll be able to throw the ball around a little bit more than what we did last year. So it'll be probably a little more similar to what we did like 2 or 3 years ago with Chase at quarterback. So that's what we're hoping for anyway, a little more balance.
How about the summer? How'd you feel like things went? Any scrimmages, weight room attendance? How did you feel just overall the summer went with the kids as they got ready for camps and practice?
Summer workouts went well. We had good weight room attendance. A lot of kids were kind of dialed in and ready to get the football season started. So I think it's been pretty positive all summer.
What's it been like for you just settling into the head coaching position? Has there been any differences, any challenges for you?
Well, it's certainly different. Just adjusting to, you know, all the questions and things that administrators and, you know, media and stuff like that. But I guess it's not entirely different for me, but just, I haven't been a head coach at the high school level before, so obviously it's a little different, but you know, we're going to be fine. We have pretty much the same coaching staff as what we've had at least last year. But three of us have been around for the last five seasons, so I don't see any major changes or hiccups as far as the coaching staff.
And eight-man district number 9, they redistrict every 2 years. How did you feel about how the new districts kind of shake themselves out?
Well, it's a little more in line with what our conference play is and, you know, in other sports, so I like that. It's less travel, so I like that. Familiar opponents, got to like that. The kids know the kids from the other schools, so I think it helps to, you know, make it a little more of a, I don't know what you call it, you know, familiar opponent. So, you know, this summer we had a pretty spirited game with Audubon and in baseball, so I'm sure that's going to, you know, show itself again in the Audubon football game. So
what are some of your biggest goals that you have to achieve on your checklist, so to speak, for practice to get this team ready for opening day?
Well, you know, the kids that have missed some of the summer workouts and the kids that have missed some things, you know, whether it's state fair or whatever, you know, getting them on back up to speed and things like that, that's always the big challenge. And then as school starts, you know, there's always reasons why kids miss practice and things like that. So that's, to me, that's really the thing that slows us down the most. But you know, I think for that, for the most part, we've avoided any big issues. So I think we'll be okay.
How do you feel just about overall numbers? Are they where they need to be for your team this year?
Yeah, I think we're up roughly 8 kids from last year. So pretty good numbers.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about maybe needs on offense. What about on defense? Is that maybe a little bit more stable coming into the season, do you feel like, than the offense is?
Yeah, the last year the secondary was a bunch of sophomores. You know, this year it's all basically the same kids coming back as juniors, so we're good there. The defensive line, we're going to be rock solid there. It's just a couple of inexperienced linebackers.
Well, it's all exciting as you gear up for the scrimmage against Lenox on the 22nd and the opener against Fremont Mills, which we'll have on KSOM. It's our first Friday night ball game of the season, and we look forward to that one. Coach, really appreciate your time, and we'll be talking to you here throughout the season. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks, Chris.
Nick Kaufman, head coach for KM Football, joining us here on KSOM.